Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another Open Heaven Hour. You're welcome to another segment, another edition. Today is the 25th of December 2025, and I want to, on behalf of everyone from Praise Palace Radio, we want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Thanks for sticking with us all through this year. We really appreciate you for listening, and we pray that the joy of the season will visit your homes in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father and the Lord Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, The Bright and Morning Star. The Bright and Morning Star. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 17. Praise my soul, the King of Heaven. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Revelations from chapter 1 to chapter 3. Our memory verse is taken from Revelations chapter 22, verse 16. Revelations chapter 22, verse 16, we say, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. Our Bible reading is taken from Matthew chapter 2 from verse 1 to 12. Matthew chapter 2 from verse 1 to 12. From verse 1 it reads, After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law and asked them where the Messiah was to be born, in Bethlehem in Judea, they replied, For this is what the prophet has written, But you, Bethlehem, and the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I may go worship him. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star had been seen where it rose and went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him, and they opened their treasure and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, There are about 100 billion stars in the galaxy, and God calls them all by their names, like we see in Psalm 147, verse 4. The Bible even mentions Orion, a constellation of stars, in Amos chapter 5, verse 8, and Wormwood, like we see in Revelation chapter 8, verse 11. Among all the stars, God gave a special assignment to one of them. We don't know the star's name, but God surely knows it. And he must have called that star by its name and commissioned it to lead the wise men to Jesus. In today's Bible reading, the wise men, who were probably astrologers, talked about a star and they saw in the sky and how they knew it belonged to a king. They followed the star all the way from their country to Israel, and as long as they followed it, it led them on the right track. If they had stopped following the star, they would have surely lost their way and begun to wander in darkness and confusion. People who celebrate Christmas without having Jesus can be said to be wandering in the dark. They can eat, drink, and be merry, and they will remain in darkness. You do not have to continue dwelling in darkness if you are like this. Jesus has come as the light of the world, like we see in John chapter 8, verse 12, to illuminate every place where there is darkness in your life. As the world celebrates his birth today, this is the perfect time to give your life to him. As soon as the wise men left Jerusalem and resumed their search for the king, the star led them to where Jesus was in Matthew chapter 2, verse 9. That star fulfilled its mission of leading the wise men to the bright and morning star, Jesus. Every believer is like that star, called and commissioned to lead others to Jesus. As a believer, even if you celebrate the birth of Jesus today, do not forget that you are on a mission to lead others to him. That star is still being spoken of today because it's fulfilled its mission to lead the wise men to Jesus. As long as you keep leading and influencing others to follow Jesus, you will remain relevant in God's agenda. Our Lord Jesus is the bright and morning star, and your life should lead others to him. Beloved, if you are yet to give your life to Jesus, do so today. He is waiting for you to come to him because he wants to set you free from the tyranny of darkness and confusion. Merry Christmas. Today's Open Heaven Comes is an action point that says, go into the streets, use your social media platform and other avenues that you have and preach the gospel of Jesus today. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.priestpaulasherity.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link you pop up on the search engine, copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.priestpaulasherity.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying with us and thanks for joining us. To hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed and have a wonderful Christmas today. Bye-bye.